Artie!
Oh, dear, it's the boss calling. Just a second, please.
Yes, Mr. Murchison.
Step over here to my office for a minute.
Why, I'll stop in after the show, boss. I'm a little busy right now.
I don't want you to stop in, Cordy. I want you to step over here to the door right now.
Oh, dear. May I be excused for just a moment here? Wait a minute.
Say, Mr. Murchison, who's that singing in your office there? Why, that's
Mother Lafarge.
Oh, no.
Cordy, the way you have treated this poor woman is shameful. Exploiting her for your own ends without paying her so much as a dime.
Now, wait a minute. Mr. Murchison, boss, sir, please. I did not exploit Mother Lafarge.
Don't tell me, Cordy. I know. Mrs. Lafarge, would you hold it down for a minute?
Listen, Mr. Murchison.
You listen, Cordy. You deliberately used both her picture and name to promote this record jacket thing of yours. Mrs. Lafarge, please!
But, Mr. Murchison, she agreed to the whole case.
Cordy, you're going to have to make restitution. Mrs. Lafarge, will you be quiet?
Look, if you quiet her, I'll explain it.
I've been trying to quiet this leather-lunged harridan for the past half hour.
Uh-oh, she heard that leather-lung part. She's looking at you.
Now, Mrs. Lafarge, I didn't mean to... What the... Oh, my goodness
gracious. How could you ever have let her into your office?
Cordy, did you ever try to stop a bulldozer? Oh, don't throw that main vase!
Look out!
Goodness, a jillion pieces.
Cordick, you're going to pay for this.
Look, I could have told you.
I warn you.
I had experience with this this woman.
Mrs. Lafarge. I
Oh, dear. I better close this door. I'm going to get out of here before I get hurt.
Mrs. Lafarge.